ये बात सुनकर मुकुल्ला बन गई अर्थन की भजमान और योगा की समय Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra in his sacred or doom he Krishna all that Krishna the nine chapter it is said Madmala Bhuma Bhakta Matya Adhimam Narasthu this is Krishna all that Krishna always think of Krishna. Madmana. Bhavamad Bhakta. Said to become devotee of Krishna. Madhavattu offer of his simple sacrifice. Krishna in his sacred Mahamudha Prabhatanti Maya Vilam Narasthu. Krishna in his sacred that he is the Supreme Personality. Matta Parataram Nanya Inti Narsimharam. Krishna is instructed to surrender. Sarva Dharma Anuruttajya Mamitam Sadarapa. So this Krishna Mahaprabhu's movement is teaching these instructions of Krishna. That's all. That is the order of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself. Krishna Chaitanya Nam, Sri Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam, Bhura Krishna. When people are not to Krishna, wrong. Sometimes this scholar says, what is this? Krishna wants full surrender. Others, they say, why is this fully surrender to Krishna? We have got our own God. Therefore, Krishna again says, as Goswami Prabhupada said, Radha Krishna Pranayu Sri Chaitanya Nartha Prakatama Radha and Krishna combined together had went as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna prem. Because the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach people how to develop love for Krishna. And it is quoted by Goswami Prabhupada from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kavai Pumukham Kadu Dhatma Jago Bhakti Vadhokta Ahoy Kuti Aptami Hata Jayatma Jirata Sampravi. Actually, that is third class religion. We do not say that Jain religion is first class or Christian religion is last class. We do not say that. We say that religious system is first class, which teaches the followers how to become lover of God. That is first class. Ahum Kuti Aputi Hata. Without any fault and without being impregnated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is like that. It is explained by Sri Krishna Tattva Gita. आराध भगवान जगत अध्याम वृंदावन तो अच्छी फिल्म अपनी सिचुएशन कंट्री बाई ये ऑर्डर ऑफ श्री श्री चंद्र महान जी डिजर्व किसी भी ले आते सर्वत्र प्रचार It is nothing in Vatarku that you are doing. Simply, you are trying to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But another order is there by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Bharat Bhumi de Manushya Janma Hari Vaja Janma Sarthak Vari Vibhava Sarvabhava. So, that is our answer. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting praying over Bhaja Bhaja. But our Indian brothers are not mentioned, although it is the honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumi de Manushya Janma Hari Vaja. He requested to the human kind to have taken part in this land. In this Purana Bhumi, not to be cat and dog, but to be human being. That time has come now. If we want to prove that we are actually human beings in this land, then we must take seriously the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pray on the world. That is the order. And it is not very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amara Jai Guru Hai Yad Aro Bhakti. Jare Dako Nare Kaha Krishna Mukhoye. To become Guru or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very difficult task. Simply you have to follow the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he said, He accepted the strong discipline for the glory of God. Aradha Bhagavan Bhagavan. We have to simply see that you are touching us at all. You great kindly, your loving, your loving, mental speculator, you are touching us at all. We are to be true. Here is God, Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satyananda Vishra, Anandina Arjuna, Sarvatma. So, our task is very easy. Everything is there. Our native literature is so full, so treasure of knowledge, great treasure of knowledge. We haven't got to make the task. Such how very truth. Truth is there in the plain instrument of Bhagavatam. Sattva Param Jeevan. Why don't you take it? The whole world is suffering for want of this knowledge. Before me, many Sahib went into Western country. But they did not give the actual pure Vedic culture. They invented their own way. Therefore, he was not very pleased. It was not very satisfactory. People did not accept. It seems there are so many yogis, the so-called yogis are going there, destroying the people and coming back. But our Krishna philosophy is taken very seriously in the Western country. We have gone now, and there are two branches all over the world. Only in America, we have got 50 branches. And other countries have about 52 branches. In America, in Canada, in England, in France, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Japan, in Australia, in New Zealand, all over the world. But now we want some of the young men to come forward to become really Brahmana, Vaishnava. Our Vedic culture is divided into four varnas: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Unfortunately, we are simply manufacturing Shudra, not Brahmana. That is the defect of modern education. Shudra, Shudra means Purushottama Atmaprabhu, Shudra Dharma Swabha. After education, everyone is entering after studies. That is Shudra Dharma Swabha. This is not perfect education. There must be Brahmana who are independent. Janaka Pandi, whose name is still celebrated as your Prime Minister, Amara Sankutta, but you are not accepting a single file, etc. That was the formally, although there was monarchy, still there was a counting of knowledge, Brahmins and credit. They knew that high sitting. The Brahmanas did not take part in politics, but they gave advice, instruction to the king, Rajas. Yemang Rajas Sayogu. The Rajas need to understand what is the value of life under the instruction of Brahmanas, and they execute the order of the Brahmanas, the people are happy. And because at the present moment, such system is wrong, people are consumed, and they are in frustration. But this Krishna consciousness movement is all-embracing. It can solve all the problems of the world. Political, social, economical, religious, everything. It is always embraced. So my request is that I am working now with my American disciples as European disciples. Why not India? I think in this meeting there are many young men, educated, learned scholars, join this movement. And according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haiya Ja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Parodhaka. This is the time to do welfare activity for the whole world. There must be confusion everywhere. You know that in Western countries, the hippie movement, what are the hippies? They are also educated, coming from very rich families also, but they do not like doing up. Environment of their parents and grandfathers' lives. They are rejected. So this is the golden opportunity to preach the Krishna cult all over the world. You are lamenting because a few years of land has been taken away from your country as Pakistan. But if you pray this Krishna consciousness movement, the whole world will become Hindustan. There is such potential, I give you. My direct person, people are hungering after. So long I am in India, practically I am wasting my time. Outside India, this is a plan, it's taken so seriously that every part of my moment is properly utilized. So I have come to this university with a hope that some of you become really Brahmana. The Sanskrit department is meant for Brahmana. Patan Patan Jagan Jagan Dhana Pushka. Brahmana is called Pandit. Why? Because Brahmana must be learned. Brahmana is not called a fool. So, These requirements are three requirements. It's meant for the Brahmana. So I wish that some of you must join this movement. Go to the foreign country. Preach the sublime cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's great need. We have, of course, established so many temples. But still, we require to establish temples. Radha Krishna temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu temple, in every village, every town of the world. Now, from each and every of our centers, we are sending devotees in buses. They are going interior into the villages of Europe and America. And they are very much well received. England especially, they are going village to village. They are very much well received. This cult is so nice. Even Christian priests, they are surprised. They are surprised. One of the priests in Boston, he issued pamphlets that these boys, they are our boys, from Christian and Jews. Before this movement, they did not dare to come to the church festival. Now they are mad after God. They are admitting the Christian priestly class, they are not against us. Those who are inner class, they are admitting that Swamiji is giving something tangible. Their fathers and forefathers come to me. They bow down, they say, Swamiji, it is a great fortune for us that you have come to our country. So I am alone watching, and the moment is being appreciated. And if person, scholar from this university comes forward and teaches this moment, it is meant for that. Brahmana's business is there, preaching. Brahma Janati, one must know Brahma and receive the knowledge of Brahma Jnana. That is the business of Brahman. So, I wanted to recite some stanza from Srimad Bhagavatam, but there is no at my time, long, long years ago, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharat. So, he instructed, Nayam Deva Deva Bhajam Niloke, Pastana Paramar Arhati Viru Hidam. Here it is, fifth chance of Srimad Bhagavatam. नायं देह देह भाजांग निलोपे तस्काल कामार अर हते वीर विजान दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ आयम देह आयम देह निलोपे इन द ह्यूमन सोसाइटी दिस इज नॉट मेंट फॉर वॉचिंग वेरी हार्ड लाइक द गॉड्स एंड ऑल तस्काल कामार अर हते वीर विजान simply by working hard day and night for self-exhibition. This is done by the dogs and horse. This is not meant for the human society. But at the present moment, people are being instructed in such a way, I've seen so many, especially in Calcutta, so many educated boys and girls. They are hankering after serving. Day and night, they are working. This is not the effect of education. The effect of education should be peaceful mind, peaceful living. That is the duty of the parents, of the guardians, of the government. When there are monarchical government, we see from the reign of Pitru Maharaj, you are seeing that every brahmana is engaged in occupation and duty. Every kshatriya is employed, is engaged in occupation and duty. Similarly, Krishna, there is no question of unemployment. That is the first duty of the government to see. Neither there is division of the brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya. Sudra. Although it is made by Krishna himself, Chaturvarna Maya Sistam Gunavarna Vibhava. There have been so many anomalies in the society for want of the Vedic culture. Now here is the opportunity. People are accepting Krishna consciousness movement very nicely. You can introduce this Vedic culture throughout the whole world. They are receiving it. So, the human form of life is especially meant for tapasya, tapo vidvanga. Here it is saying, tapo vidvanga putrata, jena sattana suddhe jatvat, brahma soktam manam. We are hankering after happiness. But happiness cannot be enjoyed so long our existence is not purified. So for purification of our existence we have to undergo tapasya. So we are introducing this tapasya in that sense. We are asking our students four principles, four regulative principles. No easy sex life. Beyond marriage life there is no sex. No intoxication after smoking and drinking tea. No meat eating. No eggs, no beef, and no gambling. We are enchanting the Hare Krishna mantra. These five principles we are teaching. These four regulative principles, refraining from sinful activities. These are the basic pillars of sinful activities. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and jam. These are the four pillars of sinful life. That is, we get from the shastra. Parikshit Maharaj, he enunciated that Kaliyuga, he ordered Kaliyuga to live in these places. When he was ordered to go out of the kingdom, he said, my dear Lord, everywhere in your kingdom, that's what I mean. The order is that you live in each place. Just sunapāvati, sajatrapāvati, sutri. So, if we want to elevate the social condition, we shall teach people to become purified. Without being purified, simply so-called performance or religious system will not help. Samaeva hi kevala sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. We should teach people how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the injunction given by Srila Goswami in the Nisarana. The assembly of great Brahmins, learned Brahmins. Atapunhi vidasvesha vannātma vihāra. Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. This is the philosophy. So, we are teaching this philosophy all over the world. They are being accepted and I am doing it single-handed. But in some of you, some have gone, it will be Hindi and people will be very, very happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. That is my Krishna. Otherwise, I have not come to teach you something invented by me. I have come to teach you about Krishna consciousness. And if you are not interested in Krishna consciousness, then you must be among these four classes of men. Duskitina, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Apuritavya. This is my first statement. So far economic condition is concerned, that I may say, ekaso bahunam vidudhati kama. God supplies you everything. God is supplying food to the elephant, who is eating at a time 40 kilos of food. And he is supplying to the ants also. So, your anxiety for food, that is not human. Even the cats and dogs, they are not anxious for their food.
Even the birds, they rise early in the morning. They are not all thankful for the food. God has arranged for food. Everyone. Tallabvate dukkha vadannata sukham. As you do not try for getting distress, it comes upon you according to your karma. Similarly, the so-called happiness also will come upon you without any endeavor. But because you have no faith in God, you are thinking that you will die out of hunger. That is not the position. Tasyaiva heto prajateta kovita. Our only business is how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. There is no other problem in human life. Athato brahma jigyasa. This is the human life. But you have been deviated from that high standard of life. You are questioning in this way. That is my reason. Thank you very much.